Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
A researcher and of food security and public health. She is the wife of Mvume Dandala, the former presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Southern Africa and a former head of the All Africa Conference Churches, and a woman with an inspiring story of her life within the church, her family and her career. We are chatting this afternoon to Dr. Phumzile Dandala. Doctor, very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon. Thanks for inviting me.
It's wonderful to have you on board, I'm so much in admiration of you. You chat about the importance of valuing yourself first, irrespective of circumstance. And this is key to the conversation of everything that happens in this country, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because you can't do anything before you first acknowledge and appreciate who you are. And you go out there and present yourself and do whatever you have to do, but if you appreciate who you are, you will be able to have some form of positive contribution.
Mm. And how important is that for a woman, and a woman in terms of her independence, being able to stand on her own two feet, and when she has that independence, raise her voice and speak about the issues that affect women?
Well, it truly is important for women to be as independent as is humanly possible. I'm saying that because women, as a species, we might be independent-minded, but conditions and life tends to be not so accommodating for women to express themselves and really be themselves. It's key to be oneself, but women are faced with there are so many pressures, so many expectations. You have to be a mother, you have to be a wife, let alone be a wife to a man who is basically claimed by the community out there, whether it's a church community. But you just have to strive to be yourself, irrespective of these demands on you.
Mm. Chatting this afternoon to Dr. Phumzile Dandala, and Bishop Dandala has got a very illustrious career, and the importance of finding your voice while being a wife. How did you actually keep your own and keep your own identity alive while the bishop was being sort of chosen and taken up by the communities around him?
I think you kind of stated this. From the very beginning, I tried to be faithful to who I am. I mean, the me that I know of, not just the wife of a bishop. I had to be Phumzile, first and foremost. But a Phumzile who has to be supportive of this husband, a bishop, You name it, all these titles that he has, I still had to maintain my sanity and be myself, be the mother to my children, be a supportive wife, be a woman of integrity, if you like, and be, myself.
You have a very long academic journey. So tell us about your academic journey. You got your PhD at the age of 69 as a researcher of food security and public health. What was that journey like?
Wow. Oh, it's just too long and arduous. I virtually focused on being what I truly felt I was destined to be. But I must acknowledge, though, that my husband has been very supportive At times, I would literally fight with him that he expects too much of me. In retrospect, I can comfortably say he had such faith in my capabilities, but my capabilities couldn't be expressed enough in the space we had. So my academic journey was literally too long. Just to sum it, just to give you a glimpse, he went to study in Cambridge, and I went to, you know, just to be a wife as usual. And at the time, all I had academically was something like what was called a JC and primary teacher's course.
Yes.
I hardly had matric. And when I got there, I had a baby, but I tried to study. I got A levels, but because I had a baby and I was just too busy. In fact, we had to come back. I couldn't complete the A level that would allow me to go to university. And when I got to South Africa at the time, there was no way one could complete the A level. And so it just was that. And I went back to teach, primary school teacher. And at some point, I just decided to go back to school and do matric, because I had not done matric. And I left school after the first term. I think I started at Langezwa in April. I did Form 4, what was called Form 4. And the following year, I did matric. Then again, my husband was stationed in Port Elizabeth. So I couldn't go to university. The universities that I could go to, some university in Port Elizabeth couldn't take me because I was black, literally, outright.
Mm.
And I had been accepted, by the way, at UCT, but I couldn't go there and leave my young family, my children. So I had to stay with him in Port Elizabeth until he moved to Johannesburg. When he got to Johannesburg, I registered to study at WITS, and I did a junior degree there. And when I started working and trying to push my studies as well, it was very hard, because it was even hard to get a job with that degree. In some places I would be told I'm underqualified. In some, I'm overqualified.
Yeah.
In some, I just could not be taken. I was too old.
But you actually persevered and eventually got that PhD at the age of 69. And then, of course, Dr. Phumzile Dandala. I think she's also one of the first people to wear a pants in church, which is way back in the day. And I don't know if you remember the JC certificate, that junior certificate, then of course matric certificate that you had to get, because you couldn't go and teach without the matric certificate.